You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, one of the biggest COVID-19 brain imaging studies was released from researchers in the UK. In the study, the researchers looked at the results of 785 people before and after COVID-19 infection. The scans showed that those infected with COVID-19 display changes in areas of the brain that affect memory and smell, and that the virus may result in increased cognitive decline. To understand the study and its findings a little bit further, this morning I caught up with Professor Maurice Curtis from the University of Auckland, where he is the head of department in anatomy and medical imaging. We talked about the results of the study and its implications for life going forward. Here we are now.
Hey, thanks so much for chatting to me this morning. We'll just jump straight into it. So this study is one of the biggest brain imaging COVID-19 studies yet. Can you tell me a little bit about how it came to be and who was involved in the study?
Yeah, so it is a pretty large study. And what they've done here is utilise the participants or people that have donated the brain scan that they've had done, an MRI brain scan that they had done in 2018 or 2019. And then they've followed up with these people, 785 of them, to determine whether or not they've had COVID, and then put them into two groups according to whether or not they got COVID in 2020 or early 2021. And they've re-scanned the brain so that they've got each individual as their own control. So a scan from 2018, a scan from 2020 or 2021, and then looked at whether or not people experienced changes in their brain shape and size based on COVID. And they've looked at many other things that could have contributed as well. And what they found was that there was a significant reduction in the size of some of the olfactory and memory centers in the brain because people had had COVID. So they ended up with 401 people that had had COVID that came back for a second scan, and the remainder were a control group, essentially, those that hadn't had COVID.
And when we talk about COVID, I'm assuming if it was done back then, that was the Delta variant mostly?
Yes, and also previous versions of the virus to that. So, yeah, we're not talking about Omicron. We don't know what the impact of Omicron is on the brain. And we also don't know what the impact of vaccination is on reducing that reduction in brain size that those that had COVID experienced. The data is just not there yet for determining that.
And the study was done in the UK. That's correct?
That's right. It was done using a UK biobank or data bank there, where they're regularly scanning people so that they can look longitudinally and look across populations at various brain parameters.
And this brain shrinkage, what does that actually practically mean for people who have experienced that?
Yeah, well, for the people that they studied, what they found was that people did worse on executive function tests and tests that involve visual finding. So they would have kind of like join the dots type exercises where you might have to draw between dots that have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and they're dotted all around the page. So your ability to quickly find those things and join the dots, some numeracy tasks and also some word finding tasks. People performed worse on that the sort of mental switching, as it were, tasks as well. So it wasn't just that the brain had reduced in size in those key areas, it's that people were actually performing worse at kind of practical everyday tasks as well.
What does this mean for the average person who has been infected with the virus, who's just isolating at home? Because I believe this is to do with mild COVID and people who haven't been hospitalised.
Yeah, only 15 people in their study had been hospitalised due to COVID. And so the rest were called mild because they were treated at home. But whether I think the concept of mild is probably the wrong word. But for those that are in New Zealand, of course, we've got lots of Omicron at the moment, but we don't have so much of the previous varieties of COVID. And so the short answer is we don't know what the impact of Omicron is on the brain. But I would think that in the type of COVID that causes less symptoms is less likely to cause as much damage to the brain. But we simply don't know that yet.
Where is research going from here to understand perhaps Omicron, but also the effects of COVID on the brain and treatment for that going forward?
Yeah, I think people should consider, you know, what are the things that are good for your brain anyway? So things like exercise, doing mental exercise, Sudokus, crosswords, meeting new people, the social things, they're very good for the brain. And so I think it's a case of just doing what we know is good for the brain. In terms of the research, I think, you know, any research that stratifies those cases more so that you can understand what the impact is of vaccination versus, and, you know, is it worse in those that are hospitalized, for instance? And do we see brain size reduction in those that have very mild disease? Those would be the questions to answer. But then I think it's also, as a society, just acknowledging that there's a longer term effect of COVID than just when you have those 10 days of symptoms or what have you. And I think that will be helpful for seeing what the long-term outcomes are from COVID.
That was Professor Maurice Curtis of the University of Auckland speaking with me about new findings on the effects of COVID-19 on the brain.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.